A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time. And we kick off, as we often have over the years, with Alan Brazell on Breakfast, clearly aiming to take over from Snoop Dogg.
Time now for TalkSport's Breakfast Menu with Justine.
The TalkSport Breakfast Menu.
There you go. Maybe not quite as catchy as the Snoop Dogg ads.
Not really, no. Although, maybe Alan has got more in common with Snoop than we thought.
I just kind of get high enough at the moment, Alan. Oh, you've just, I've had a bit of a cold.
It makes my morning. You've no idea.
I just can't get high enough.
Okay, well, we'll leave that with you, Al.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This is Tony Cascarino on The Weekend Breakfast, beautifully mixing his metaphors.
Ali, can I ask you a question on this? Because as Rangers have got stronger and being challenged, it feels like the pack of cards at Celtic has gone completely in reverse.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, me too.
The pack of cards in reverse.
Here's Darren Goff during our excellent cricket coverage on TalkSport 2, going a bit regional.
Just think about that for a moment. 145 all out India.
145. Was that sort of Cockney? Was it West Country? Yeah. Have another listen.
145.
45. It was a bit Birmingham, wasn't it? We have to ask Dance.
Hello, David. It's one of those, isn't it? Hello, David.
Yes. Andy, what's next?
It's me now, isn't it? Yeah, it's Sam Matterface now with one we're calling. Oh, we've all done this.
Together now. Oh no, it's not the chorus.
We've all done it. Yeah. We're ready to go into the chorus. We've got our arms in the air. The lighters are out. Oh, and there's another verse. Oh dear. Actually, the great thing about Sam is that he doesn't just read out the listeners' messages, he also tells you what they're wearing.
Tom Huddleston was unbelievable at hitting free kicks, says Chris in Spurs.
Nice to know. Bit of a cowboy thing going on there. Like, I think he had chaps on, leather chaps and 10-gallon hat and a waistcoat.
Of course he did, yeah. And staying with the listeners, Nigel, by the way, does get some very interesting contributors to Fisherman's Blues.
Another good message I got from a new TalkSport listener, Chloe, a stray seal that had been seen in the Thames at Teddington.
I think it must be quite hard to text, I wouldn't think. Must be a waterproof phone. And also flippers. I wouldn't think that would be... But anyway, so quite, it's good. You're getting it literally kind of from the horse's mouth, aren't you, there? Anyway, back to the cricket. And it sounded like commentator Neil Manthorpe, who was with us a bit earlier on, was either related to one of the Indian players or was auditioning for Corrie.
Well, the straight honour from R. Ashwin. It's been the devastating delivery of the Test match. And he's now saying to Virat Kohli, it was hitting, it turned. It looked a bit high to me, R. Ashwin.
R. Ashwin?
R. Ashwin. Go to the foot
of our
stairs.
He calls him R. Ashwin. Think on.
He does.
Yes.
This is former player turned pundit, Lucy Ward.
What was going on there, Lucy?
Yeah, they've been off the pace, and that's an understatement.
Sorry, Lucy, what was that?
They've been off the pace.
Oh, the pace. Sorry, just
pace. Oh,
I thought you
pace,
said...
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, yes, absolutely.
Move on, Andy.
Yeah, we returned to the cricket once again and we couldn't quite work out what Kevin Peterson felt the pitch might offer.
The one thing, though, that Shane Warne always says, it's about bounce, isn't it, for a spinner. He always thought that bowling at the Gabba, it was all about bounce. Spin was one thing. It only needed to spin a fraction, but it was bounce. Ashwin, Akshar Patel and Sundar, they'll be thinking bounce. They must be thinking bounce. And we've seen so far there is a bit of bounce.
You still can't put my finger on it.
I feel like getting a trampoline now. I don't know why.
Go on, do that. Do that at 4 o'clock. But possibly Alan Brazil summed the two-day test match up better than anyone.
England beat England by 10 wickets in, say, 2 days.
Many people would say that England beat England, really,
their own worst enemies,
rather than India. So there we are.
Let's have a bit of carry-on game day now with Rashmin Chowdhury with Alvin Martin.
Alvin, you've put your little tip in here.
Yes, I have, yeah.
OK, there we are, carry-on game day. This is newsreader Tom Clayton talking boxing.
Josh Kelly faced the first defeat of his professional career last night. He was beaten by reigning European welterweight champion David David Avanesyan.
I think Tom having trouble pronouncing his name by the sound of it.
Absolutely.
Having a mare. And finally, Andy. Yeah.
And finally, there was shock news from Mark Saggers at the London Stadium.
If you're just joining us here, big team news for West Ham United fans, because up front, the main man is back, Nigel Adley.
Wow. Fantastic. Great to see him back. Yeah. I always thought if he came out of retirement, he'd play for Tranmere, his club, but obviously West Ham came calling. Yeah. It's probably one of the unlikeliest Golden Sullivan signings, isn't it? We thought we'd gone through those years when they made snatch decisions. Anyway, it was enough to beat Spurs. So we should thank everybody who sent clips in this week. They were Paul White, Alan Jenkins, David Clark, Bob from Arbroath, Chris Porch, Hugh, I'm not saying that, Belton, Marco Berti, Ruthless, Captain, Phil Barwise, James Gill, Roger in Durham, The House of Hammer, and Declan McCarthy.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.